Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's say I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie.
you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic, or even if you just want to call and say hello, I don't mind that either. Again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. Those that are listening via my show page online, thank you. And if you are on my show page, which I know you are, then click on follow this show. Click on the follow the show icon so that you can follow the show. That way, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And thank you to those that are listening via cell phone. I appreciate your listening as well. You could be doing anything else, guys. I understand that. I could be doing a lot of other things. I understand that. But we're here. I love this. I love doing this. I love talking to you. If you are on the way to work right now, drive careful. There are crazies out there. Be careful. And take your time. Okay? Take your time. You definitely want to get to work on time and in one piece as you were when you left the house. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can contact them at 770-732-0244. Again, that contact number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, or corporate taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any need that you may have in those areas. All right? That office number again is 770-732-0244. Okay? And now, guys, today is a very special day for me. Today is mine and my wife's 24th wedding anniversary. And thank you guys for giving me some of those anniversary wishes over the weekend. Today is the day, but we pretty much been celebrating all weekend. Actually, I had to work on Saturday, so pretty much yesterday was the only time to celebrate. I have to work today or this evening, so can't much go on today and the rest of the week. And I do have to work. I will be off, though, on Friday and Saturday this week. So I have a short work week. But anyway, our show today, guys, I have a great show for you today. I've been talking to some people, and they wanted me to do a show about retirement accounts. So my show today is titled "The Benefits of a Roth Individual Retirement Account." Now, before I get into that, just a couple of things before I get into that. I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can follow the show on Twitter, The Frank W. Show. You can also go on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. If you You type in that the Frank Beamer Show, like our page there, and you can set it up where that way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay, so do that, guys, and that should work out for us. All right. Now, the benefits of a Roth IRA is the title of the show, guys. And again, I appreciate you guys listening into the show. What I wanted to do quickly here on the show is to let you guys know some of the benefits of the Roth IRA compared to a traditional IRA. When you compare the two types, you're comparing apples to apples, okay? Both are individual retirement accounts, but you have traditional accounts and you have the Roth IRA, which I think is a lot better than the old traditional IRAs. And I'm going to compare the two. That way you can understand a little bit more about the Roth and how it works compared to traditional IRAs. Now, the tax advantages of traditional IRA is they have tax-deferred earnings. And with a Roth IRA, you have tax-free earnings. I mean, they won't be your earnings on your money will not be taxed, okay? And compared to traditional IRA, which is tax-deferred earnings, that means that you pay taxes on your earnings at a later date, okay? The eligibility on a traditional IRA, you must have earned income equal to or greater than your contribution. No maximum income limit, okay? Whereas in a Roth IRA, you must have earned income equal to or greater than your contribution to be eligible, okay? And your modified adjusted income, gross income, must fall within the limits prescribed by the IRS. And we'll get into that as well. And in a traditional IRA as well, you must be under age 70 and a half to be eligible, okay? The minimum initial contribution for a Vanguard IRA in a traditional IRA is $3,000. In a Roth IRA, it's $3,000. The minimum initial contribution for a Vanguard IRA in a traditional IRA is $3,000. In a Roth IRA, it's $3,000 as well. And the maximum that you can contribute during the year is $5,000, and you can actually contribute up to $6,000 if you're 50 and older, okay? But and that's with the traditional IRA. The maximum contribution allowed by law with the Roth IRA is $5,000. Per year, $6,000 if you're age 50 or older. Now, the maximum Roth contribution also depends on your income. And now, this is what's, you know, a lot of people are worried about with individual retirement accounts, which is the tax deductibility. In a traditional IRA, the tax deductibility is that if you're not covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan, contributions are fully deductible regardless of your income. Okay, that means if you don't have some type of retirement account at work, that's sponsored by your employer, then your contributions to a separate IRA would be fully tax deductible regardless of your income, okay? And also, if you're covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan, your deductible amount depends on your income, okay? So that's something to understand there. If you're not covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan, if you don't have a plan at work, then your contributions are fully deductible regardless of how much money you make. Now, if you are covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan, your deductible amount depends on your income. So you have to get with your accountant on the tax deductibility of a traditional IRA. Okay. Now, with the Roth IRA, the tax deductibility of a Roth IRA, it says that contributions are non-deductible. Okay. So when you contribute into a Roth IRA, all your contributions are non-tax deductible. All right? Can't deduct anything on your taxes for a Roth IRA. Okay. So hope you guys understand that. All right? Now, taxes on withdrawals. This is another thing that that people are worried about, taking money out of IRAs for different things. Taxes on withdrawals for traditional IRA, ordinary income tax on earnings and deductible contributions. Okay? Ordinary income tax on earnings and deductible contributions. You'll be taxed on that. Taxes on there's no federal tax on non-deductible contributions. No federal tax on non-deductible contributions. But state tax may apply. All right? Now, taxes on withdrawals for the Roth IRA. Distributions from contributions are tax-free, okay? So whatever you contribute, the money you take out from your contributions are tax-free, okay? Now, if they distribute money from earnings, that money is federally taxed. That money is federally tax-free. If you've had your Roth IRA for at least 5 years and you're over age 59 and a half, okay? So your earnings on your money are federally tax-free. If you've had your Roth IRA for at least 5 years and you're over age 59 and a half, or you're under age 59 and a half, you've had your Roth IRA for at least 5 years, and the distribution is due to your death or disability for a first-time home, due to your death or disability, or for a first-time home purchase, you can take out $10,000 is your lifetime maximum for that kind of stuff. All right? But if you withdraw money from the Roth IRA at any time, your state is going to grab you with taxes. All right? I have someone up on the show that wants to weigh in on the conversation from the 404 area code. First three numbers are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I just had a question. You were talking about the minimum contributions. That was just for Vanguard. I missed the beginning. You're talking about just Vanguard because any bank you can go and start an IRA with not that huge amount of money as an initial contribution. So you were just talking about that specific company, correct?
Yeah, this is Vanguard. And actually, Vanguard also will allow you to, you don't have to actually have a first time, you know, your minimum initial contribution that have to be $3,000. They also have something where you can contribute monthly for less than that, $3,000. So,
oh, okay. Okay.
So,
but
this information was pulled from Vanguard's website on their their Roth IRA.
Okay, okay. I mean, the information as far as about the IRAs in general, I mean, that's pretty general, but I was just concerned about the minimum balance. If, you know, if people think that they have to come up with $3,000, they might not start contributing, but they can start with a lot less than that at, like, a neighborhood bank. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, they sure can, even with the Vanguard. You can start with minimal contributions. It doesn't have to be $3,000 at once.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you. That's all I want to say. All right. Bye.
That's what you call. So, guys, and again, so let's look at the penalty for early withdrawal. There's another question that everyone has for this. In a traditional Vanguard IRA, you have a penalty for early withdrawal of 10% federal penalty tax on withdrawals before age 59 and a half, unless an exception applies. I don't know what the different exceptions are, but I know there are different exceptions that that will apply. But there's a 10% federal penalty tax on withdrawals before age 59 and a half, right? On traditional Vanguard IRAs. On the Vanguard Roth, the penalty for early withdrawal on distributions from contributions are penalty free. That means that, you know, you want to get money from the money that you contributed to the retirement account, is there's no penalties for early withdrawal for that. But there is 10% federal penalty tax on withdrawals of earnings. So the money you contribute, so the money that you contribute to the IRA, if it's made money, if it has any earnings, then you have a penalty of 10% on the earnings, the withdrawal earnings, if you're withdrawing it before age 59 and a half, unless an exception applies, okay? So, you know, on the traditional IRA, you got 10% federal tax on withdrawals before age 59 and a half, no matter, you know, that's just period. But in a Roth IRA, it's penalty free if you are taking money from your contributions and not your earnings. If you're just taking money from your contributions, the money you've put in, then there's no penalty for that. But in a traditional IRA, you have a penalty on any monies that you take out before age 59 and a half. Remember that. Before age 59 and a half, there's penalties. Require minimum distributions. You have to start taking money out of a traditional IRA after age 70 and a half. Okay? So they'll automatically start to distribute your money after age 70 and a half, all right? But in a Roth IRA, you have no age limit. There are no minimum distributions at a certain age. So you don't have to start to take your money out at age 70 and a half as you do with a traditional IRA. With a traditional IRA, they start distributing your money back to you at age 70 and a half. But with the Roth IRA, you can continue to contribute. You can continue to earn money as long as you want. There are no distributions at any time, but you can start taking money out at 59 and a half without penalty. All right. The contribution deadline for a traditional IRA is generally April 15th of the following year for any given tax year, okay? And for this past year, the deadline was April 17th. There was something in there this year that moved the tax deadline to April 17th instead of April 15th this year, 2012. I don't remember what that was, but there was something in there that moved the tax deadline from the 15th to the 17th this year. I doubt if that'll happen in 2013, but for 2012, that was something special in there. I don't know what it was. I don't remember, but there was something in there that actually moved the date from the 15th to the 17th. So, by April 15th of 2013, that's the contribution deadline for a traditional IRA, and it's also the contribution deadline for the Roth IRA, okay? So that's what we have there. Now, we're just about to run out of time, guys, but I wanted to say something real quick. If you're married and filing a joint income tax return, your non-working spouse may also contribute to an IRA. Your non-working spouse may also contribute to an IRA. The total contribution for both spouses cannot exceed the income of the working spouse for the contribution year. Okay? Remember that. If you're married and filing a joint income tax return, your non-working spouse may also contribute to an IRA. The total contribution for both spouses cannot exceed the income of the working spouse for the contribution year. Thank you, guys, and I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you, guys, for listening to the show. I've had a great time, and if you guys have any questions about this or anything, you can go to the Vanguard website for yourself and look up this information. Traditional IRAs versus Roth IRAs. Thank you, guys. It's Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out.
As life goes on, I'm starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.